WWIB coming up on 5:45. A little celebrating going on today.
I am the champion. I am the champion. No time for losers, 'cause I am the champion of the world.
All right, we will. That's not my favorite rendition of that song. We'll try to get maybe the better known one here at the tail end of the best 5 minutes of the day, but. People celebrating all night long in Wisconsin's largest city, Milwaukee, where the Bucks did it in six, Jason. They downed the Suns 105-98. 50 years since the title and 50 points for Giannis. How about that?
Unbelievable. After they lost the first two, I thought this is going to be a tough win for them. And here we are. They won it.
I know it.
It's exciting. As soon as I saw it, I immediately thought of you. So... Well, wishing you could have been at the game.
I watched most of all of the six games by myself. Occasionally, Michael would chime in. My wife said it's too stressful, but then Michael left at halftime, so he got early morning weightlifting, and Dawson and Peggy did join me for the late stretch of the game. So that was it was nice to have some family joining in. It was a lot of fun. Were you watching?
They're probably tired of you yelling.
Were you watching?
No, I was in bed.
It was past your bedtime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. And, well, it was always the basketball question with you being a tall guy is kind of people assume you play. You wish you would have played.
Right. I do wish I would have played, especially growing up in a basketball town. I think that would have been, I enjoy playing. I enjoy shooting around, but I never played officially. And
How did it escape you? I mean, because you were, what, 6'3", 6'4", something like that?
Yeah, 6'3". And I could, I think I had I was a high jumper in high school as well, which you maybe didn't know. I did that briefly, and so I could jump, so I could rebound, and I could dunk, and that sort of thing. And, I think the big reason it escaped me was I had unresolved stuff with my dad, who... adored basketball, and I decided to wrestle instead, which I didn't even really enjoy that much. So
yeah, I could have seen you as a basketball player. Well, you are a writer, that's for sure, and you identify as such. And letters to the beloved, I got a short clip today as we continue to work our way through the Beatitudes. Let's give it a listen and see if we can chew on it a little bit.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. When you act mercifully, you give others what they do not deserve. The mercy you show is the fruit of my infinite compassion toward you. Allow my kindness to animate how you live and relate with others.
All right. Blessed are the merciful.
Yeah. So, I think of that the two-sided coin of grace and mercy, and I think the act of giving others what they do not deserve, right, or... not giving others what they do deserve. I think those are such important concepts for us. It seems like even just reading through social media this morning, there's still just lots of grudge sorts of things about various issues. And I'm well aware of that tendency within myself as well. And yet trying to, for me, this voice or this verse points towards a reminder of God's compassion toward me. And wondering to myself, how can I bring that to bear on my day-to-day life with others?
And I think the big thing is, as we listen to that clip, as we talk about it, is to me, it's tell me you agree or disagree, is just the foundational part of that, of living a life of mercy, is realizing how desperately we needed and need God's mercy and will continue to need it. I mean, if you don't see yourself as somebody who had just the most incredible debt paid for you, then you're just not, Jesus said he was forgiven much, loves much.
Exactly. And I think that when we have a hard time with that, when I have a hard time with that, it's usually because I'm feeling self-righteous. The notion of, well, I would have never done that.
Right.
And yet I know myself well enough to know that, I am capable of doing things that are gross and ugly and evil. And so for me, it's just a good reminder that God is infinitely merciful.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to celebrate some more of the Bucks title This morning, I've got... I never saw the Queen movie. You did a couple years back.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
All right. So there's the Queen, the Elton John movie. Those are still... I wish I would have, but okay, add them to the list. But a little celebrating this morning beyond just Homer Simpson's rendition of this song. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you later. Yeah.
All right, some early morning celebrating WWIB, celebrating a Bucks win. The state of Wisconsin celebrating this morning, WWIB. And we want to give away OneFest tickets this morning as part of our celebration, 396-1670. And Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, everybody.
We are asking for people to sing the portion of a song. Now, it might be We Are the Champions or Celebrate by Kool & the Gang, or it could be a portion of a OneFest artist song, and there's one that came to your mind.
Yeah. On the way here, I'm like, oh, okay. Dun, dun, dun. Da 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 to a different drum. That's Blanca, guys. Yeah.
All right.
That's the one. Except it doesn't really go. Da, da, da.
All right. So it's going to be Susan and Blanca for the next 3.5 minutes. Here we go.
We paint Come on. A picture so one of a kind. Attention. We call attention.
We are number one. We are the NBA champs.
Celebrating a Bucks win, the first title in 50 years, and Giannis scores 50. Unbelievable last night. What drama, the whole series. This team down 2-0, they come back and win 4 straight. Caleb, just like the way they got eliminated 2 years ago by Toronto, they do that to Phoenix in the finals.
And I was just thinking about the path here for the Bucks last night as my brother and I were texting back and forth, just the jubilation. Yeah, super tired this morning, totally worth it. And you think about this team and what they went through. For one thing, the team that knocked them out of the bubble last year, the Miami Heat, is the first team you've got to face out of the gates.
Swept them.
And you sweep them. And then you're facing who everybody thought was going to be the NBA Brooklyn. Champs in the Brooklyn Nets. And you go down 2-0 to them.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, you're down 2 games to them.
And
you're
the
facing...
second game was so ugly, right? Yeah, they got crushed.
It looked, and you go back to Milwaukee, and it's, how could you not hang your head a little bit? Because it just looks like, yeah, they're just going to run away with this series. And instead, the Bucks take 2 games in Milwaukee, end up pushing that game to a Game 7, win it in overtime to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Kevin Durant then says after that series, the Bucks are going to win it all.
And then you wondered, facing the Atlanta Hawks, and Trae Young comes in and drops, what, 48 points against the Bucks in Milwaukee when they finally had home court advantage.
The one home loss in the playoffs.
And they lose by 3 in that game. And then you think, oh, dear, what's going on here? Are we going to continue having troubles? And Bogdan Bogdanovic, the guy that the Bucks thought they could get in the offseason, he's playing for the Hawks, and he's fantastic. And then in that series, as the Bucks battle back, then your superstar bends his knee the wrong way. He hyperextends his left knee, and it looks like his season is done.
Right, and they lose that game, but without Giannis, they win the next 2, and they win the series.
So without your superstar, you go to the NBA Finals because everybody else stepped up. And then the NBA Finals come, and you're like, is Giannis even going to play?
Right.
And that first game in Phoenix, Giannis plays but doesn't seem like himself. Mm-hmm. And he gutted it out.
20-some points.
But you lose that game. And then the second game, Giannis seems more like himself. Sorry, we need more Queen here. And
I could sing it. And we are the champions.
The second game, Giannis had what? Over 40 points in that game. But Phoenix shoots the lights out. Mm-hmm. 23-pointers and shooting 50% from beyond the arc. And again, I mean, just the roller coaster of this, it looks like Phoenix, who goes up 2-0 after that game, looks like they're going to roll all over us. And then 4 straight victories for this team.
Yeah, big 20-point win in Milwaukee. And then the Giannis block game, the Drew strip and alley-oop game. And then could they finish it off last night? I mean,
all of Milwaukee. The Deer District usually holds 20,000. They tripled it.
65,000 people there last night. 17,000
at Fiserv, right? So it's quadrupled outside, and the party not disappointed, and Giannis in celebration. What a joy.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, what you just recapped is one of the reasons, probably the main reason I love sports. Mm. I love the mental toughness. I love when people are down that they keep fighting. And I couldn't have been more proud of our boys last night.
And again, we're not a sports talk show, but this hasn't happened in 50 years. So we've got to bask in this just a little bit this
right
morning.
Right now,
congratulations
we are.
To our Milwaukee Bucks. And again, just some humble superstars from Giannis to Chris Middleton, who didn't have his greatest game and yet hit probably the clutch shot of the game at
yeah,
the end
he did. Yep.
to help seal the deal. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Football is not the only sport you yell at the TV. I've been reminded that you can yell plenty during
yes,
basketball.
You can. Well,
especially when you have younger kids who are in bed and you're trying to figure out, should I yell? Should I not? How do I? So there was a lot of silent yeah. pounding
oh,
of
whenever
this in
I
jubilation.
Yell, the dogs are jumping up going, ruff, ruff. It's like, Susan, stop it.
This is Mike from the Cross, and I got a little song for you. Here it is. The Bucks are the champions. The Bucks are the champions. The Bucks are the champions, my friend. Way to go, Bucks!
We are number one. We are the NBA champ.
Here's something that most college grads wish they were taught. Life skills. A survey of recent college grads finds 81% wish they were taught more life skills before graduating. The top things pollsters felt left in the dark on included, I can relate, how to invest, long-term financial planning, and the best ways to manage their student loan debt. A further 3 in 10 regret not learning how to budget.
I just don't want to pay $1,000 a credit hour for home ec. I think they should just give these as, like, you can audit these real-life courses so you don't actually have to pay for them. Because college is expensive.
Okay. Well, this is the one that I could really relate to. Nearly 1 in 5 college grads polled still don't know how to cook or do their own laundry. 26% are also feeling lost when it comes to basic apartment maintenance, like unclogging a toilet or resetting a Wi-Fi router. I'm interested to hear, guys, how are you prepared by your parents?
Yeah, I don't remember doing a lot of cooking back at 1510 Alice Street in Wauwatosa or laundry. Thank you, Mom. I know she's a listener, though.
Thank you, Margie.
But, you know, I remember going off to college as a freshman here at UW Eau Claire, cheaper than Cedarville. And so that was learning. You need to learn how to do your laundry.
Yes.
So I think it's great to learn at home and learning how to cook. I can say Michael at 16, he's in the kitchen. He just made some delicious banana bread yesterday.
Wow. So. And you've been a good model for your kids in that with your taco soup and wild rice soup.
Yeah, hopefully I can continue to expand that out.
Yeah. How about you, Caleb?
I was more of a baker than a cook growing up. But, I mean, at least I knew my way around a kitchen enough to make sweet things. And, you can do some basic meals and such. And so after I graduated, when I was out on my own, I did some basic cooking, even though I don't particularly like cooking. I love baking, don't particularly like cooking, but I did my laundry all throughout college and didn't ruin too many things. So,
attaboy.
And, I mean, and again, basic thing. I mean, I don't know. I guess to me, it seems basic to reset a Wi-Fi router and such, but everybody has their own field of knowledge, right? Because some of those things around the house, it's like, yeah, I can do that. But you asked me to do something on my car, and I can change my own oil. The most complicated thing I ever did on a car was switch out a starter on my old 1996 Dodge Intrepid. Yeah, because I didn't have much money.
Wow.
And again, under the watch care of my dad. But so many things, too. It's like, I don't know what that is. I can't speak that language. I need to go to Joe Ricky Tire where they speak your car's language.
Yeah, I have to say I feel pretty prepared by my parents. But it occurs to me as I'm looking at my kids, there are things that big holes in their knowledge that I need to teach them still.
It's a two-way street, though, because a lot of times your kids or your teenagers, you can, what do you say? Come, I'm going to teach you this. I mean, like, they have other interests, video games. And so it's just the inclination there. So they'll learn in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
There you go.
And the nice thing is, too, if you didn't teach it to them before, you know they'll call. So
that's true.
It's a way of staying in touch. Hey, we had someone take us up on our invitation here on the WIB listener line. Phil from Eau Claire at 715-396-1670. We're saying, hey, Give us a song today. Make a joyful noise. Could be a One Fest artist, or honestly, it could be any artist. It could be We Are the Champions for the Bucks. Whatever you want to do, sing us a few lines of a song at 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail there on the listener line. Again, 396-1670, and we will put you in the running for two full event One Fest tickets. Here's Phil from Eau Claire.
Our God is an awesome God who reigns forever. His empowering. Our God is an awesome God.
Well, I was out at Farm Technology Days yesterday, Caleb and Susan, and one of the more than 500 exhibitors. I mean, so
wow.
It's hard to cover it all in a day.
Right.
And got into a lot of conversations, and but one of the booths that really stood out to me was the Fellowship of Christian Farmers, and it's this tent, and we're going to hear from a couple of the folks there. One of them is 68-year-old Bob Kuntz. Now, he's here from Florida.
Really?
And he's a retired missionary, and I asked him what they're trying to do.
We're using the walking sticks and these beads on here to tell the gospel story using five colors. What we use from the, in Tampa, we call it the wordless book. Here, they use the beads, but basically the same colors.
Yeah, it was really good. You could see, like, maybe three or four different groupings of several chairs. And just kind of inviting people to stop by. And I think you see these walking sticks, and we'll tell you how many in a bit. But it kind of attracts people's attention, and they come over, and they want to get some shade. It was warm. And so I asked him to briefly walk us through these five beads, what they're sharing.
Well, the gold one represents heaven, streets of gold, where God lives because God loves us. God wants to have a relationship with us because he created us. But one thing keeps us out of heaven is sin. That's what the dark bead reminds us of, is our sin. But somebody took care of that sin, and that was Jesus Christ by dying on the cross. That's what the red one reminds us of. By his dying on the cross and raising from the dead, we can have our sins forgiven. That's what the white one reminds us of, that we can have our sins forgiven by trusting him as our Savior. We can become his child, have our sins forgiven, and know 100% sure that we're going to heaven. And then as a new child of God, then we can grow. And that's what the green one reminds us of, the things that grow. This is a perfect place to demonstrate that with all the growing, gardening, and all these things that are growing here, the crops. The green reminds us to grow by praying, reading our Bible, going to church, and telling other people about Jesus.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting what they're doing. And if people listen to the story, then they can get a walking stick. And how many walking sticks did Mike Brem of Racine make?
I made about 12,500 total for four events, and I hope to use them all up. We want everyone to know God's plan of salvation, because without it, where are they going to end up?
And so, yeah, 12,500. And so you can get one for free, or else you can upgrade to, you know, for $1 or $2 for the others.
Wow.
And so if you're out looking for
what a great idea.
It really is something. And again, the other festivals are all in southern Wisconsin, so we're really fortunate here. This is the one in our part of the state.
Yeah, and again, it's been a long, long time since Farm Technology Days. I think it was called Farm Progress Days.
In 92,
it came back. Yeah, back when it was here before.
And it'll be in Clark County next year.
I don't know if probably everybody knows about this, but I thought I'd just mention it in case you hadn't heard that we are experiencing poor air qualities, and it's due to the Canadian wildfires. Pray for Canada when you think about it. The air quality is poor today. They're poor to moderate. They're asking people not exert themselves or be conscious if you have a lung condition, that today there are particulates in the air and you just want to be careful. Tomorrow it will improve. We're going to have better air quality. But I notice in the Twin Cities, they've really got a lot of haze, and that is amazing. It's all the way down here from the wildfires.
Yeah, so especially children, older adults, people with cardiac or respiratory issues being urged to limit that time. But again, there's hope on the horizon. While there is this advisory through midnight tonight, they're saying air quality should be improved statewide by tomorrow morning.
That's right. So just wanted to let you guys know, it's not just regular haze. It's actually covering the whole nation.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I know, as I was out for a walk last night, kind of seeing the sun, and my wife pointed it out to me too. She's like, did you see that? Again, it's just this brilliant orange.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started telling me about the technical things as far as like the length of and frequency of light and why it's that specific color.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember it, but it was smart. So,
yeah, the moon looked like really beautiful. Teacher. It was orangey yellow, and I think that was because of the haze from the wildfire.
Yeah, very cool. All right. Well, congratulations to our winner this morning of two One Fest tickets. It is Rick from Rice Lake. Rick.
Way to go, Rick.
Not only did he sing on a Sing Us Something Wednesday morning here in the Wave Wake Up Show, but also Rick played. I do believe I heard some guitar in there as well. So, Rick, we're going to send you and a guest to OneFest 2021 this Friday through Sunday. Everybody else, don't forget, you can save 10% still on your tickets. If you don't have them yet, use the promo code WWIB.
I got a request. Can we hear Mike from La Crosse before 9, please?
We probably need to hear it one more time. He did such a great job.